Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get a chance to visit with Barb Downey. She's newly selected Beef Promotion Operations Committee member. A really nice title. I hope the pay is as large as the title is. Let's just cover that right now. All these committees, including KLA president, there is no salary.
There isn't a salary. It's all volunteer. Folks like me and a lot of my fellow beef producers contribute their time, what they've learned over the years, their expertise, if you will, to make sure that we're just all doing the best job we can as beef producers here out in the country.
Now, you were selected for the Beef Promotion Operations Committee by whom?
I was selected by the Federation of State Beef Councils. I submitted an application that was reasonably lengthy and then underwent an interview process, and I was nominated by my state beef council, the Kansas Beef Council, and then the Beef Promotion Operating, or excuse me, the Federation Nominating Committee selected me for the BPOC.
And who is the Federation of State Beef Councils?
Well, that's a great question. It's all of the state beef councils like Kansas Beef Council, Nebraska Beef Council in our region, South Dakota and North Dakota are all part of Region 7. And we're what the name says, federation. We get together voluntarily to make sure that we have a coordinated, non-duplicative, and that what we're doing complements what other states are doing and what our national messaging is.
And that involves combining financial resources.
Right. So of your checkoff dollar that you pay every time a beef animal changes hands, $1 goes to the cattle, or excuse me, 50 cents of your dollar goes to the Cattlemen's Beef Board. 50 cents, the other 50 cents stays in your state to be decided to be how it's spent by representatives that are volunteers in your state, fellow cattle producers. From that 50 cents, Kansas contributes quite a bit of their 50 cents to the Federation of State Beef Councils, because in Kansas we're blessed with lots of cattle. We have lots of cattle feeding. So we end up with a large share of dollars we spend and use those in Kansas, but we also go up to a nationally coordinated level at the Federation of State Beef Councils.
Then somebody has to decide how to spend that money, and that's the committee you just got put on.
That's the committee. The BPOC, the Beef Promotion Operating Committee, is in charge of spending that 50 cents that goes straight to the CBB. The Federation of State Beef Councils, with their contributions that are made by each state beef council, is a totally independent way, and that's another way we as individual producers get absolute 100% say in how those dollars are spent.
So the process, how does that work, and how do you make selection of projects?
Well, that is a extremely grassroots process. Folks like me, there are probably hundreds of them here right now, are sitting on individual committees. I sit on International Marketing Committee. And those committees are presented with authorization requests or research for, you know, proposals that these projects will be funded. We take a deep dive into them, as every other committee is doing. And we work with the contractors to say, you could do this a little bit better. We'd like this. We'd like, you know, don't like that so much. We rank everything. And then all of that information is sent on to this BPOC. The BPOC uses our deep dive and the information that they have, along with discussions of that whole large picture, and that's how the decisions are made. How are we going to spend our checkoff dollars? And it is 100% producer controlled.
And I assume there's a lot more proposals than there is money.
There, of course, is. We're watching our beef herd contract. We don't trade cattle as many times, so those numbers of dollars have contracted over these last few years pretty significantly. So yes, ever-shrinking pool, it becomes so much more important to spend what dollars we do have in the smartest way possible.
Now, some of those are bound to be multi-year projects, but there is just a lot of decisions made on every year's budget on what is the most worthwhile.
Oh, yeah, those targets, multi-year projects. Human nutrition research is a long horizon project, and those things are expensive. They're multi-year, and then they build on, you know, one project builds on the, or, you know, builds on the one before it.
But it's always competitive. I mean, there is not people who get the same bid year after year, and that involves people all over the nation, a lot of universities, a lot of different people competing for those dollars.
It is an extremely competitive project, and no contractor last year got everything that they asked for because we are in that declining budget situation. So that really is incumbent upon them to bring the absolute best project forward in the leanest way possible, and those efficiencies gained when one contractor can kind of do multiple things really serves us well.
We're visiting with Barb Downey, newly selected member of the Beef Promotion Operations Committee for the Beef Federation Council.
The Federation of State Beef Councils.
This is Kyle Bauer reporting.